what, you know, you get a container.
Where they put the grocery in.
I understand. I'm sure you said now, paper bag or box, or sometimes you get a box, it's on how much you buy.
Yeah. Have you ever, what do you call those things, like, they put like, they put 100 pounds of feed in, you know, and you, or like 100 pounds of chicken feed, or 100 pounds of potatoes, you know, this big. It's made of loosely woven cloth.
We call them a sack.
Yeah. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on? It's about this big.
Hot with vacuum.
Yeah, that's what
they call
it.
Now they call that harmonica.
Yeah. And then, and what do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between your teeth and picked? It's kind of shaped like that, with that little metal bar coming. You hum on it.
I used to play on a little.
Did you?
Back in my day, back then, it was called a juice harp.
Yeah.
That's what we called it.
I
call them a what?
Juice harp.
Oh, wait a minute.
We pick it this way, you know, on the side of your mouth. Jeez, I love that. That's the only kind of music I could make.
I can never figure out how to do it.
I think, well, is it that hard? Or don't you just kind of do it and then you just hum into it and that thing vibrates the humming?
Yeah, you can hum into it or you can sing low into it, you know, and be picking it that. You can pick it like the song.
There was a guy that I knew at the school where I went to, and he used to play one of those. I used to really like to listen to that because it just, it's different, and I enjoyed it.
Right.
I did. He played the...
Well, that's the boy. I used to own him. He used to buy him. Plentiful then, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you can find one.
I don't see one nowhere now. I don't.
The same guy used to play the harmonica, too, and just, I used to like to hear him here.
Oh, yeah. We had some fuckers. I had a fuck.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end of the long board and another child sits on the other end, and they go up and down.
Well, back county we call it a springboard.
That's what if like the thing was in the middle, and the board went like this, and the kids go like this on it.
That's the same thing.
I always thought springboard, like you had the two things on the end and the board across the top, and then you did it in the middle. But this one has got the fork, it's got the where it rests in the middle, and then little kids go like this on it.
Oh, well, back down we call that a seesaw.
Yeah.
Big bag.
Well, that's what I call it now.
Yeah.
that was one of my favorite tools.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That seesaw. You get killed on it.
Well, boys used to cut out of us some trees and make us a seesaw.
And there's always some smart aleck. Did he get you way up in the air?
That's right.
And then he'd get off.
We used to have fun like that.
A springboard, that's like you've got a thing here and a thing here, a board in between, and it's real limber, and it goes like that?
Yeah, now the way we had the springboard, just like you lay down a block here, and you lay that board across, and somebody get on each end, jump it.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch one up, pitch one up, come down on it. That's what it's called, a springboard.
Yeah. That's sort of like a seesaw.
But the seesaw was a little different.
Yeah.
We had fastened a seesaw on something. That's the way we had the seesaw. Then we'd sit on each end. That's the way we done the seesaw, sitting down on it. But the springboarding, we jump, throw another whip in there, and they come back down. You didn't know how it, but you even missed that boat too. Yes, you just do that. You're chilling, you know. You don't care if one fall when you're chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. Uh-huh.